Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here today. One of the highlights of this fellowship for me was just walking into the UN building. I cannot tell you how excited I was to walk in through these gates. Previously, I had only seen the UN from the outside looking in. So I remember that every morning when I walk in here to do my work. On day one, before we even completely understood what and where a stakeout was, the other fellows and I found ourselves walking into this group of journalists being addressed by Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafri on the second floor. This fellowship for me meant being able to watch Jafari and other larger-than-life figures in person, in front of my eyes. Suddenly, we found ourselves right in the middle of news, right in the middle of emerging crises. We had access to one of the most dynamic, complex, and widely recognized international organizations. We asked questions, we got stories, and made our editors back home happy. What more can a journalist ask for? I want to thank all the Dag Hammarskjöld Fund for selecting me as a fellow and giving me this extraordinary opportunity. This fellowship is an important milestone in my short career. For the first time, I had a story on the front page of the newspaper. It was a report on President Obama's General Assembly speech. I had the privilege of meeting accomplished men and women from different corners of the world. Seeing some of the best and the brightest that the UN has to offer has inspired me in a personal capacity to do more as a journalist from a country with vast unrealized potential, I would say. So I'm very happy to represent Pakistan here. A special thank you to Evelyn Leopold for sharing her time, her contacts, and her office space. She pushed us to ask questions and keep asking them till we got answers. I also want to thank the Dag Hammarskjöld Fund's Iftikhar Ali for helping me report during Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's visit to New York. And to our Ambassador Masood Khan, thank you so much for being here today. To my counterparts from Brazil, Kenya, and Turkey, your work, your stories, and your personalities have inspired me. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for this opportunity.